USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. Newly elected and re-elected U.S. senators are being formally sworn in for the new session of Congress. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is set to be re-elected as House Speaker. All eyes are on Georgia for Tuesday's Senate runoffs to determine control of the chamber. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and 11 other current and incoming Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
A shootout involving a man arrested for shoplifting inside a Walmart store in Virginia wounded two security guards and a sheriff's deputy.
Our deputies attempted to take this individual into custody, at which time he pulled a gun from his waistband and began shooting. He ended up striking the loss prevention officers. One of our two deputies was shot and struck several times. The other deputy, while this was going on, returned fire and striking the individual.
Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman said the wounded suspect got into a truck and led police on a pursuit until he crashed. All three victims and the shooter were hospitalized. The California Highway Patrol says two drivers and seven children died after a driver swerved on a central California highway, hit another car head-on, and caused it to burst into flames, killing a woman and seven children between the ages of 6 and 15. Authorities have not said why the 28-year-old man behind the wheel veered off State Route 33 around 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At least 123,000 people nationwide are hospitalized with coronavirus. The COVID Tracking Project reports the number of hospitalizations has exceeded 100,000 every day for more than a month. Hospitals in part of California are overwhelmed, and oxygen is reportedly dwindling due to an unprecedented number of patients with respiratory issues being treated. The California Funeral Directors Association says the state's funeral homes are being inundated. Los Angeles County has surpassed 10,000 COVID-19 deaths. More than 350,000 nationwide have died with the virus. Week 17 of the NFL kicking off with seven early games, including the Dolphins and Bills, also the Vikings and the Lions. And then tonight on Sunday Night Football at 8:20 Eastern, it's the Washington football team at the Eagles on NBC. USA Radio's Dan Araki runs down Saturday's college football bowl games.
Bowl season wrapped up Saturday with four games on the schedule. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina late for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. The final game of the college football season is set to come on January 11th when number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State will square off for the national championship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.